The Foo Fighters and Rope on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. It's 8:40. Good morning, everybody. This is The Breakfast Show with Joe through until 10 a.m. this morning. I am now coming over to the other side of the studio. You can come and watch online now. The webcam's there. phoenixfm.com/chatroom. We are going to do some live drumming with Alex from the Shermans.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we've done the interview. We've done sort of the chat about Flag Factory Festival. Last week I had the boot camp in. So I thought, let's do another thing. It can't get more stupid than doing that boot camp last week. So I'm going to do some drumming. You've done some radio. Sean in a bit's going to do an events guide. He's filming it now. So we're doing a job swap, essentially, this morning. So I'm going to come over here now, and then I'll just move the sticks out of the way. And essentially, if you hold this, just chat me through it, basically.
So have you ever played drums before?
I have not. I am. My music limits are sort of recorder at primary school.
Okay.
I can play C scale on piano. That's it. That's literally it.
Well, that's more than I can do on piano. So, right, basically, we're missing the bass drum, but most grooves are based around, like, the hi-hat here.
This is the hi-hat.
That's the hi-hat.
There you go.
That's the snare. Yeah, we'll turn the snares on, actually.
Turn the snares on. There you go.
Now give it another hit.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, the snare. There we go. So, yeah, missing the bass drum, but that's a bit big. We'd struggle to get it through the door. So, yeah, most grooves based around hi-hat and snare. If you want to put your foot down on the pedal, you're going to have to hold that down. Yeah, just there we go.
Oh,
if you hit it again, there you go. Different pedals, different sounds. So, right, what you want
to
do...
I did mean to say this.
Yeah.
If anyone from a Flag Factory Festival is listening, I am available. If they want a live drumming performance at the festival, just put it out there. I am available after this because obviously I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
So I am available.
A one man band.
Yeah, I could do like a one man band thing. So if anyone's listening, I'm available on the 12th and 13th.
All right. So what we're going to do is talk you through sort of a basic groove or part of a groove since we're missing the bass drum. But what you got to do is, and now this should be interesting, this is the tough part. You basically four beats in a bar in most contemporary music, which is what we're going for. So if you hit the hi-hat 8 times, you want to count that in your head.
With pedal down.
So just to start with, if you get good, we might put some open hi-hats in there.
Oh,
but
I mean,
jazz it up.
Probably won't happen.
All right, well.
So 8 times.
Do it with your left hand if you can. Just keep that. That's good. Keep that going. That's a solid groove there. Then what you want to do is you want to add the snare on every. Well, every time you count 1 and 7 in your head. So. Nearly. Keep it going.
I missed it.
All right, no, that's fine. Yeah, should we?
That was going well.
Wait, hang on to this one, sec.
Yeah, I'll hold the mic. There
so
you go.
I'll do it from the other side.
Oh, we're getting a demonstration. I'll get out of the way, and then we can get it on camera. As I said, if you want to get online, phoenixfm.com/chatroom to watch this.
A valiant first attempt. So, yeah.
So natural.
Oh,
look, that's showing off now, Alex.
So that's what you're going for. Do you want to get...
Yeah, let's go again. There you go. Hold this. There you go.
There we go. That's nice.
Very technical, this feature, isn't it? Hold this mic. Go on, hold it. Very technical feature.
Alright, so yeah, 8 on the hi-hat. Every time you count 3 and 7, you want to hit the snare.
3 and 7 now?
So it's like, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I get it. You know what I mean.
You know
so
what
I'll
mean.
Just start with the basic 8.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't want to get carried away.
That's
everybody.
A good start. That's it. That's nice. I have nothing left to teach you.
As I said, Flag Factory Festival, I am ready for you.
Sign him up.
Get me on the bill.
That's a pretty solid group.
Youth club, scrap them. Put me on instead.
No one really wants a youth club, let's be honest.
They've had no success, I have.
Alright, do you want to throw in some open hi-hats?
100%.
Okay, this is good. This is where it gets a bit tricky. You're doing well so far. Okay.
Thank you.
So you want to open it on the eighth hi-hat. So basically you want to hit it as you lift up the pedal.
Oh, I mean, Let's give it a go.
It's daunting, isn't it? Even thinking about it.
It's like being on the cube, this. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to think about.
It is. It's harder than it looks.
It's like when Schofield goes, it's just counting for 20 grand. It's not, though, is it?
He knows. He lures you in, but he knows.
Schofield. I feel like you're Schofield and I'm a cube contestant.
I'd happily, you know... Well, do I get paid for this, by the way?
I mean, the budget doesn't really stretch that far.
Oh.
Do you want to advertise yourself as a drum teacher?
Why not? Yeah. I mean, it's gone well so far, so...
Can I advertise myself as a cameraman?
No one really wants you as a cameraman, so we'll leave that.
Right, let's go.
All right.
So lift on the A.
Yeah, so wait. If you just take your foot off one sec, I'll give a little mini demo. So you... 5, 6, 7.
Oh!
And you close it on the 1. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, up, down. But you've got to keep the snare in as well.
Okay.
So that's where it gets tricky.
Let's roll.
All right, let's do it.
So I'm still doing the snare thing on the 3 and 7.
Still doing the snare thing. I mean, you can try the hi-hat on its own.
No. We'll go straight.
All right.
Just start with the basic, eight.
Yeah,
basic.
Always go back to that.
It was close. It weren't bad.
It was close.
Let's go again.
No. That was near. That was near. You know what, you were doing it one beat early, but it sort of worked.
I mean, that's the way I drum. I take it, it's the remix version.
I sort of feel like bad giving you guidelines. I feel like you're someone who you just got to let them...
I mean, it comes quite naturally to me. As you can tell, I've got a lot of rhythm.
Rhythm is essential, and Joe undoubtedly has it.
He's a peacock.
I mean, is there any things I should be going for in terms of looking? Like, as I said, we played some Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl. He's got like... a presence at the drums. Is there anything I should be going for?
Could grow your hair out longer.
Get longer hair.
Longer hair. Okay, my hair's quite short. I think
Don't you think
yeah, just pull like a mean face. You're grimacing. That's what Dave Grohl does. Like you've just had a sip of horrendously like horrible soup, like pea and ham soup.
So I'm now gonna do like what I did, but like with a Dave Grohl look.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
phoenixfm.com/chatroom to watch my Dave Grohl look as well. You can come and watch online. Just there.
Exclusive.
Okay, so. You ready? This is Dave Grohl.
Let's do it.
It's one beat at a time.
It is, but it's fine. Like, it's sort of like, yeah, unorthodox. But.
It's like that when you have to like touch your head, rub your belly.
It is. There's a lot of coordination involved.
There's a lot of, and
that's what people underestimate.
That's one thing I lack.
Is it?
So we're just.
Oh, you wouldn't know it.
For a Dave Grohl now.
All right.
So this will go on the Phoenix Femme Breakfast Facebook page afterwards. You can watch my Dave Grohl. So, yeah.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Get the rock and roll hands.
Play rope. Whoa.
I love how when the face comes in, the groove sort of like groove goes out the window. Do you want to learn a fill?
Yeah, go for it.
A fill.
Let's ask Sean, as another band member, what have you thought of my performance so far?
I mean, it's guessing though. I personally
work in progress.
You're being hard for us. I'm not being too harsh. I'm just trying to give him a critical point. I think it's a good start.
He's better than you already, Sean.
I don't know. I'm a terrible drummer. I can't hold a beat, but. How would you be interested in drumming for the Shermans at Flag Factory Festival?
Wait,
100%.
I thought I was doing that.
I'm 100% up for that. I told you, anyone for Flag Factory Festival listening, I said you guys were on the show, they might be listening. I'm around. I'm putting it out there.
I don't understand what's... So then what do I do?
Well, you just watch. You do my... You interview Jay from the Inbetweeners and I'll play the drums. Job swap.
And you're a drum tech.
Oh, okay.
Right, let's go. Let's do this, Phil. Let's do this, Phil.
So, Phil.
Probably should apologise if you're just waking up. I imagine this isn't the most pleasant sound. Like, just me going, yeah, woo, Foo Fighters.
All right, so Phil sort of like leads into a new section, or it can just be a nice little way of jazzing things up. So
let's go for it.
Pretty simple, but quite cool. Call it Phil. So, we'll do a bit of groove.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
So you got the little. Do you reckon you can manage that?
I mean, I can. I can do it. It will be just be one beat out of time.
That's fine.
Sorry, Philip.
Do you want to try that?
Yeah, let's go for it. Here we go. This is an amazing performance, isn't it?
You're covering ground. I'm not gonna lie. We're getting through a lot today.
Right, so normal groove and
normal
then just...
groove, and then just, it's like, I tell you what, you want to bring your left hand from the hi-hat over, and then you go left, right, so left, right, left. Yeah. Just
go.
I mean, just do it. I don't know.
There's not much more you can say, really, is there?
Not really.
This is for 20 grand on the cube. I mean, it helps. I missed the drum there, I'll be honest, that doesn't help. I'm combining it all.
That, yeah, no, it's sort of like a...